Today, a new report alleges what was really going on in Wuhan before the pandemic. Haitian immigrants are being released into the United States, despite what Joe Biden has told us. And the FBI is prioritizing, of course, the biggest threat to mankind, which is white supremacy. We've got a lot coming up today, and it all starts right now. Hey, welcome to the News and Why It Matters. Happy Hump Day. I am Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by Yaku Buyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of the Yaku Buyans Show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Twice in a row.
Come on, it's good.
It's always a pleasure.
Let's just keep it going.
Yes, and also joined by chief researcher of the Glenn Beck program, Jason Buttrell.
Been a while, right?
It really has. Yes. Well, we had real guests that we...
That's right. I get bumped back. I'm like the D team around here.
You're really not.
Oh, no.
You're really not. Actually, fun fact, they just get mad whenever I steal Jason because he has so many other jobs here.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we need him to read this 1,000-page document that nobody else is going to read. So, no, he can't be on your show. All right. So speaking of 1,000-page documents that nobody has the time to read, that this isn't 1,000 pages. But this is a report that I think is right up your alley. Jason, I would assume. I would assume that this is something that you are up to speed on because of your job. Scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, including British zoologist.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like fancy, like zoologist. British zoologist, which would make no sense.
Oh, crap. Maybe it is then.
I don't know.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Well, this guy that's an expert on animals, I believe, Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, were reportedly planning to release, this is, look, quote, enhanced airborne coronaviruses into Chinese bat populations, end quote, to inoculate them in the months before the pandemic. They were also seeking funding from the United States to create chimeric viruses, which are genetically enhanced to infect humans more easily. By the way, these leaked grant proposals dated all the way back to 2018, and there has been a former U.S. official who has confirmed them as being authentic. But I'm sure all of this is just a coincidence. I'm sure it had nothing to do with anything that's going on now. Jason, you read this entire report, which I knew you were going to be on the show, so I did not. So could you please give us like the nitty gritty? What am I missing here in my explanation of it?
There's a whole lot of stuff here.
I mean, so like,
this could probably be the whole show.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so like in a few minutes, tell us.
Am I capable of in a few minutes? I will try.
We'll find out.
So this is a proposal because so EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, he's been in the news a lot. They're the ones that were getting grant money from NIH and working with Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is one of their grant proposals that they're submitting to DARPA.
DARPA, that's right.
This is to DARPA. So the smartest minds in the world, pretty much, that work on everything for the military, blah, blah, all these like crazy, they probably have UFOs flying around for all I know. But that's how smart these guys are. This is their proposal saying, look, this is what we want to do. And I'll just summarize it as a whole bunch of gain of function research to test, to see if we can make this coronaviruses jump to human beings, mm-hmm. from bats to human beings. There's no getting around that, so I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Gain of function, humanized lungs and mice, spraying out, just like you said, these particles onto bats. You know what that's called? That's called aerosol.
That's
right.
Which that doesn't happen in, you know, what is it? A naturally occurring. Exactly. It doesn't
virus,
happen. This is human, you know, input into this.
Right.
Now I'm going to get to that part in a second. But this is their grant proposal. That part of the government denied them.
DARPA was like, nah.
I don't think so. And
we
they actually said it's unsafe
too,
to the communities around.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are crazy, pretty much. But they said it in scientific real, you know, language. But
and our government and DARPA doesn't care about us at all. So if they're saying,
it's bad.
Okay, so I want you to think about that, okay? Part of the government denied them because it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But not Fauci and his NIH, right? Because they did fund them.
That's right.
And then that money went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they were working with humanized lungs and mice. Everything basically that they described, although I haven't heard anything about the aerosol, you know, spraying it on all these bats in the caves thing. But who knows? That probably happened too. I don't know. But pretty much almost everything they proposed, they got the money to do it anyway from another part of the U.S. government. So, yeah, these are the things that Fauci in public has denied. In fact, he straight up said to Rand Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not gain-of-function research. The guys at DARPA said it was gain-of-function research. Anyone that knows anything about this is, okay, dude, if you're humanizing the lungs in mice and injecting them with coronavirus and hoping that it makes the jump, that's literally the definition, not literally, but that's the definition of gain-of-function research. Yeah. It's just amazing to me that they've gotten away with this. Mm-hmm. And we are doing a full, I'm going to break this on your show. We are going to do a full week blowing the lid on all of this. And it's going to uncover a ton of stuff, especially the cover-up that went down between figureheads in the U.S. government to erase their knowledge of this and to make it not just straight up lie and to make people believe that this was a naturally occurring virus.
So what you're telling me is that in October, I think, that you guys are doing this.
I hope I don't get in trouble. Yeah, it's supposed to be in October.
Well, if you get fired, thanks for the info. And then it'll be out there, and then we'll all be called conspiracy theorists, and it'll take about 6 to 9 months, and then mainstream media channel will be reporting the same damn thing that Jason Buttrell already uncovered.
Yeah, just when you do that, please include the $40 million that went to the same organization from the Pentagon. So yes, DARPA said no, but the Pentagon gave $40 million. Fauci always shows up. Anything nefarious, he's going to show up and he's going, yes, let's fund that. If it can harm human beings, let's do it. So interesting that DARPA would say no, which is the right thing to do. And then they walk it back now and say, well, you know, there was no gain of function, but there was. Yeah.
You know, I will say, I mentioned to pay off that thing about the aerosol thing. Yeah. Forgot to do that. The reason why that is so interesting to me, because Fauci et al., their first reaction to, remember when they started leaking out, it was like leaked out like at Zero Hedge and some other Nature magazine or something where they're questioning the origins of it.
Yep.
So they instantly, as per Fauci's emails, they all got together. They had a conference call. Peter Daszak was involved. Then they had an actual in-person conference where they're all talking about it. A couple of days later, led by Peter Daszak, that report comes out in The Lancet saying, hey, no lab leak, no nothing to see there. It's natural, even though they had no evidence that it was natural because they never found the animal. You know, so and then they led this full on assault where every major, you know, scientific magazine where all these studies are reported, they all kind of followed in line with what they said. Again, they were just following the leader like zombies. Mm-hmm.
Look at
lemmings.
It always takes a while, Jason. The truth, they're going to cover it up right up front, right? And then it takes a while. Yes, we were early here. It takes a while for the public to catch up. But what I want to see now is stop listening to the people who we now have proven that have lied to you for the last 12, 18 months. You know, why still are so many Americans thinking Fauci is a credible source?
Right.
Why are so many still thinking that the, you know, World Health Organization and NIH are credible sources? You know, so sure, okay, it took us a while to catch up, or mainstream media to catch up, but when is the awakening going to happen? Mm-hmm. A mass awakening in America to go, we are being lied to daily.
And listen to this, and this is how bad it is. So if this virus is aerosol, if it's aerosol, they've been leading the public down a completely different path.
Wear the mask, social distance, 6 feet.
None of that matters.
Yep. None.
Yep. None of it matters. Yep. So imagine it comes out, and the only reason they're steering us down a different, untrue path was for what? Because of the vaccine. The reason they were doing this research?
Was for a vaccine.
Yes. Now, what do you know? They're constantly given billions and billions of dollars to mass produce these things. And once we've all taken them, we get up to 75%. Oh, now you got to get a booster shot after that. Mm-hmm. Does anybody stand to gain from that? The guys that were doing the research?
This is the oldest time. You create the problem knowing you have the solution. You hold the solution. And right. And so this is who they are. And this is how they run our country. It's not just in coronavirus. I'm telling you, this is the same situation. This debacle in the Middle East, it's by design. It's by design that Joe Biden left Americans back. Watch, you will see, it'll come out. There is a plan behind this. They don't do anything for no reason.
Will it come out?
Eventually.
I mean, and I don't like mean with us, right? I mean, eventually. A mainstream place will pick it
it's
up.
It's going to come out like Hunter Biden stuff's coming out. Yeah, but it's kind of past now. Yeah. What do we do?
Yeah.
Same thing would happen in Benghazi when it came out finally at Hillary the night to take the calls, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. It comes out eventually. But Americans, the memory, such short-term memory. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want us to stop here. Stop. Remember. Remember, these are the guys who lied to you 18 months ago. Don't, you know.
Well, and that's why it's so.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And here we go again, and they fool us every day. It's wake up time.
And it's so infuriating because, you know, the left used this as a reason to blame President Trump. Oh, the 600,000 deaths are on his hands. And it's like, no, you had these people quite literally. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were skirting the system. And now you're going to blame it on President Trump, who just came into the mix. And I'm sure, hey, if he had something to do with it, I will retract this statement. It doesn't look like he had anything to do with this part of it. I do also want to bring up, Jason, the Lancet you mentioned. So following the, I think it was two letters that they asserted that the lab leak theory was not credible. It lacked scientific evidence that you alluded to. Peter Daszak was kind of in charge of that. They now have published an alternative view from 16 scientists who, of course, say there is no direct evidence in support of the natural origins theory. And they say they're asking for objective, open and transparent scientific debate about the origin of SARS-CoV-2. So,
okay, so this why this matters is that their little house of cards is starting to come
down.
That's right.
Because they were successful in the very beginning in suppressing what was going on. All the research, gain-of-function research, all that stuff that many of them, pretty much all of them. So remember that I told you about that conference, that
yes.
meeting they all got together?
Yes.
So pretty much every single person that was in attendance at that conference, they were the ones that were spearheading that main Lancet letter to say, no, natural, it was not lab leak, blah, blah, blah. And then they were pretty much copied by all their colleagues. And pretty much every single one of them had some kind of dog in the fight of hoping that this research in Wuhan kept going. They all had a dog in the fight. The small voices that would try to publish anything saying, wait a minute, guys, you could turn this back around yourself. You're saying that there's no evidence of a lab leak, but you're not providing evidence that it's natural.
Correct.
So just provide us evidence, and then, you know, and it's not for lack of trying.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the exact number. I think they tested 30 to 50,000 animals in the area. They could not find one that had coronavirus.
Yeah.
Not one. And if you look in like places like, remember MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, they found found it.
Yes.
It was the same for the original SARS. They found those animals. Mm-hmm. Why is this one different?
It's so infuriating,
it's an intentional, cooked-up concoction in a lab and released on the human race, gain of function, and it's released on purpose. Let's just call it what it is.
Well, it is
that nefarious.
To listen to Dr. Fauci, as you mentioned, on the stand with Rand Paul giving this testimony, his cocky attitude, his condescending nature, knowing that he knew this the entire time, if this whole thing doesn't end with Anthony Fauci on trial and eventually behind bars, there is no justice for the 600,000 people who have died from this.
That's probably the biggest thing. Right at the moment when they started to hear that maybe people would learn what they were up to that entire time, their first reaction was not to protect us.
Right.
It was not
no
to
way.
Protect
right.
you.
No
right.
way.
He wanted to protect his own dang legacy.
Yep.
That was it. Yeah. He wanted to protect his legacy. That's what that his cocky attitude and how he snapped back at him. That was not a guy that was confident in what he was doing.
Absolutely not.
What, like when a Russia is like, oh, we're going to get blah, blah, blah. That's not from a position of strength. It's a position of weakness.
And when you know you're lying, you get extra defensive.
Exactly.
It's just being
human defensive
nature.
Is always
it's all
a sign
coming
of
out. Yeah. It's all coming out.
Yeah, it's all coming out. And you know what? Jason Buttrell is going to take you down. Tony.
Boom.
All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Home Title Lock. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it is like everything is kept online these days, including your home's title, which I know Jason's been on the dark web and he's seen these things for sale for like $40.
Yeah.
Just like people's, like literally your retirement nest egg, you've got all this equity in it and people are like, yeah, I'll sell you this for $40. It's crazy. So the cyber thieves, they go on, they search a bunch of public databases, they find the homes with all of like a ton of equity. They pull those. They're going to forge your signature stating that you sold your home. They're going to take out loans against your equity. And then they can even sell it straight out from under you, and you don't know it until you get a knock at the door like, hi, we're here to move in. Yeah, you don't want that to happen to you. No banking company, no identity theft program is going to protect you, but Home Title Lock will. Here's what you need to do. Go register your address to see if you are already a victim. They're going to give you a complete title history of your home. That is $100 value. They're going to give that to you for free if you go register your address at HomeTitleLock.com. That is HomeTitleLock.com. So I recall whenever we have heard from the Biden administration on all of these illegal immigrants who are crossing through the Rio Grande into Del Rio, Texas, living under this bridge. There's what, like almost 20,000 of them. I think there was a high count at 23,000, but we keep hearing multiple numbers. 20,000 kind of seems to be averaging those out. But I recall hearing from the Biden administration that they were going to process these people and that they were going to be bringing all of these planes and they were going to take home at least the single adult males, right? Yep. If not more. Now, that only came after it became too much of a crisis to ignore. But I digress. There has been one U.S. official who told the Associated Press, who has direct knowledge of the situation, that the Haitians have been released into the country on a, quote, very, very large scale. The officials suggested the number being released was in the thousands. Apparently, they said many have been released with notices to appear at an immigration office within 60 days, an outcome that requires less processing time from Border Patrol agents. Oh, Yaku's laughing. I don't know why. I'm sure that they're going to show up within the 60 days.
I'm just an immigrant. I just know how it works.
They're going to put it in their calendar on their phone, and they're going to be right there. Probably early, if not on time, I think.
You know who else tried this? Andrew Cuomo, releasing sex offenders, telling them, come back in 60 days and see a parole officer. Oh, that's right. None showed up. They're not going to show up. Are you kidding me? And they're not sending anybody back either. I said it this morning on a different show. If you're a Haitian, this is payback time. They're going to come. This is the tip of the iceberg. Hear me today. For a decade, since 2010, the Haiti earthquake, when they believed the U.S. really hurt their country. This is Bill Clinton. Hurt their country. And 2,500 of their children disappeared. A lot of them trafficked. The Haitian, 29 trips today, I've told you, I've been there. Watch droves. Mm-hmm. The gates are only opening now. We are going to see a migration influx that you've never seen in your life. This is a disaster.
Well, there was another U.S. official who said that large numbers have been processed but not placed on flights back to Haiti, which were supposed to start on Sunday. Both of them said that authorities had to use planes to move the immigrants when they couldn't get enough transportation contractors to bus them to El Paso. And a third U.S. official not authorized to discuss operations said there were 7 daily flights to Haiti planned starting on Wednesday, but they're releasing them already. So who's going to be left to go back to Haiti?
And on what grounds are they taking them in and releasing them?
Right. Because why would you process them?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to ship them back, right?
And I'm just trying to figure, like, so if they crossed over and they're illegal, let's say they crossed over and they're claiming asylum, mm-hmm. right? So they would have to say, I don't know, what could they claim? They could claim the hurricane, I don't know, they claim the
government. Our president got assassinated.
Stuff like that. Yeah. But the vast majority of this group, and I'm talking thousands, it's the vast majority of them, came from South American countries.
Yes.
So they have been there for years. They came to, many of them came from Chile. We're now uncovering ID cards. Yep. I want you to go to, there's a guy that used to be Texas DPS intelligence. Now he works for like a think tank for border security. His name's Todd Bensman. Go to his Twitter.
He's been on the show.
Yep. Yeah. Go to his Twitter and he's just walking around and he's picking up these ID cards. They're ID cards from Chile.
And they're ripping them up, right?
They're just throwing them on the ground, yeah. including passports from other countries like Brazil. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority are from Chile. Why are they throwing them down? Because they've already claimed asylum elsewhere. Yep. Now, you can't claim asylum again. I guarantee you, life was probably not too bad in Chile. We've been working with a lot of refugees and looking into countries and how they handle it. Chile does a lot for refugees, mm-hmm. especially if they claim asylum. They help them, they get them set up so they're integrated. They help them get jobs, housing, everything. They're not going to get that here. So this is all on Joe Biden. All on Joe Biden. The majority of them that said that the reason they came was because they now thought that the door was open.
They told the door
that's
is
why they
open.
Came.
Wait a minute, our president said the door.
The
is
door
open.
Is open.
Okay, the door is open. Let me tell you this, right? The influx is insane. Okay, and in my world, it's just created a completely disaster for
imagine.
Us. Okay, we can't even fighting human trafficking is good luck. I'll tell you how many there are because I'm going to be down there in 2 weeks. And we're going to get into the trenches in the 2 o'clock hour in the morning. And we're going to bring some footage back. And I'll bring it here first, bring it to you. And we're going to show you some things because we know what's happening on the ground because we have assets there. I'm going in there myself and we're going to show some things. And some of it's going to be hard to watch. But I want the Americans to truly see who really does not care about human life because it's this administration. They're the ones that do not give a rip about human life. It's all a play. It's posturing and it's a play. Mm-hmm. It is, if people only knew how bad it really actually is, the conditions that these people are living in and the notion that the talk on the street, when you talk to Haitians in other countries now who are stabilized, like you said, in other countries, the notion is no, go. Now's the time. Mm-hmm. Now's the time. We've been waiting for our moment. Now's the time. And you saw Haiti? Wait, other countries are having the same message. African nations. My intel is telling me African nations are saying, make your way to Mexico. Make your way to Brazil. Make your way to Venezuela. Make your way, somehow get to the southern border of the United States. So watch the Congolese. Watch.
Well, it's okay because we're hearing from the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, we're hearing from them that don't worry, you don't need to make sure that these illegal immigrants are vaccinated like we're trying to make the rest of you peons be vaccinated because they don't intend to stay.
It's a day trip.
Right. They're just passing through.
They're just coming here to check it out. And by
they're
the way, when you
they're
file
trying
asylum,
to make their way to Canada.
That's
they
right,
love
that's
them
right.
from Justin Trudeau.
They want to go to Trudeau. They would love some socialism on a sandwich.
Except I think Canada's border would be much more secure than ours, so I don't think they're getting in there.
And when you file asylum, mind you, it's supposed to happen on the other side of the border. Okay?
Yeah, there are specific places to do that. I'm so sick of hearing that as an excuse, as if all of these people definitely qualify for asylum, and this was how they did it, was cross the border illegally and ended up here waiting to be processed and hoping that they will be released into the country. Like, that's not how you ask for asylum.
That's not how it works.
That's not how any of this works.
But under Biden, it works that way. And to say that they're going to send them back or they'll leave at their own will, that's bogus.
They don't intend to stay. No, they did all of these things to get here, but they're just backpacking.
The crazy thing is they always say in public, like, the right says that we're for open borders. We're not for open borders. For crying out loud, they've currently set up between this camp and another camp deeper into Mexico a logistical route to ferry food and water.
Correct.
So literally, they'll just be hanging out in the Del Rio, and they'll be like, hey, Bob, you want to go hook us up with some Uber Eats? Yeah, sure, I guess. Literally just walks his boat across the river. You know what I mean? Probably, takes a little quick shower while he's in the river, goes over there, grabs a bunch of food, comes back.
Yeah.
Whose Uber Eats is this today? I mean, it couldn't be more open.
Which literally in all the pictures with the horse and the officer on the horse, and they were like, oh my gosh, they're whipping people. You can see one of the guys with a big container of to-go food boxes.
He's got the to-go food boxes in his hand.
It's wide open.
And by the way, and I'm sure you covered this, but for the people on the left and the people that live in, New York or Los Angeles or whatever, those things that you're calling whips, they steer the horse. they steer the horse. Yeah. You know that thing, when you're in your Beamer, like the driving steering wheel? That's what it does for the horse.
Are you also about to tell me that those famous pictures of bullets on the ground that were orange are earplugs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting. All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Keeps. So I do have like we did a trial of Keeps on Jason. And look, you've got a head full of this luscious hair. I was just looking at it today and I was like, Jason, you have a lot of hair.
You would be surprised on how many people have asked me publicly, like on Twitter, yeah. like, Jason, you're completely bald. Are you using Keeps? I didn't answer a single one of them because I didn't know like really how the results were going to be.
Right.
But
they're
amazing. What the heck?
They're amazing.
I never believed in stuff like this before, mm-hmm. and this was my last resort.
Yeah.
And now it's like full.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It looks amazing.
I'm a believer.
And me too. I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
People now at work ask me, I had no idea Keeps could do that. Could you hook me up? And I'm like, I mean, it's making believers here. It's wild.
Yeah. And Jason's like, no, I can't hook you up because I pay for it.
Right.
Would you like to pay for it? Here, let me give you a promo code, actually, while I'm at it. By the way, Keeps, obviously, for those of you who don't know, it's a generic hair loss treatment. So you're going to save a bunch of money because it is generic. And you're going to do it all from home. So you take pictures of your hair, you send it in. The doctor ships everything directly to your door. And it obviously works. All right. You got to go to keeps.com/Y. You will get 50% off of your first order. Jason, I'm telling you, you got to tell them. Keeps.com/Y. That's the promo code you want to use. Keeps.com/Y. You'll get 50% off, and this show will get the credit for it. Back in a minute. FBI doing good work as always. And I don't mean the boots on the ground, the actual boots on the ground, FBI, the workhorses. You guys are amazing. I'm talking about the bureaucracy of the FBI. FBI Director Chris Wray doing great work as always, you guys, focusing on what really needs to be focused on, which is white supremacy. So Director Chris Wray said that the FBI's domestic terrorism tracking has, quote, exploded, end quote, in the past year, with most of the surge attributed to a rise in white supremacy. They said since the spring of 2020, so for the past 16, 18 months or so, we have more than doubled our domestic terrorism caseload from about 1,000 to around 2,700 investigations. And we have surged personnel to match, more than doubling the amount of people working that threat than the year before. Certainly, the domestic terrorism caseload has exploded. And meanwhile, the international terrorism caseload hasn't subsided. And the biggest chunk of racially and ethnically motivated violent extremism the FBI tracks is now favoring white supremacy. We collect information about that threat. We have, as you say, prioritized that threat at a national threat priority level. I, for one, feel very intimidated sitting at a table with, I mean, Jason, you're a white man.
Yeah, I am.
You must be a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Did you vote for Trump?
Bianca's African, so it kind of like
African American, so you shouldn't be intimidated.
No, that's why I'm like, I'm sitting at the table with an African American, so hopefully.
You shouldn't be intimidated by me. All I want to know is who's actually investigating the real crimes in the country?
Nobody.
Who's actually going to investigate all of MS-13 flowing across the border?
Nobody.
All of the fentanyl flowing into the country? 500,000 pills in Arizona in the last 4 months, the stuff that actually kills people. Who's investigating that? No. We're going to just tie up all the FBI, real good people on the ground, chasing rabbits, calling white man bad. And meanwhile, we're opening the border on the other side. It's almost like it's planned. Mm. Sort of kind of like the corona theory. You know, we're going to make you really busy over here, open the border over here, and then who knows what flow into the country. But the FBI later on is, oops, we were really busy. Do you guys not remember? We were really busy at the time when drugs flowed into the country and who knows what else came in, because we were investigating white folk.
Yeah, and I mean, you listen to this number of investigations. It surged from 1,000 to around 2,700 investigations. Well, that's because you guys are like making mountains out of molehills.
Exactly.
Especially, I mean, you're talking about the insurrection. Take that as an example. They're investigating grandmas waving their United States flags, like calmly walking around. This person would be a domestic terrorist to the FBI.
Bingo. So they've opened up what they're considering white supremacists or extremists, right? Correct. So at this point, we don't even know what their definition is.
Right.
I mean,
We know what they want it to be.
We know what they're
shifting it to.
Anyone that is right of center, mm-hmm. they want to label as domestic.
Correct. Right.
I mean, that's the whole point of going overblown on January 6th.
Right.
They want to lump all of us in to maybe a couple of people, you know, a few people that got out of hand. What does that even mean to them? I would really want to know. I'd want them to break it down. Does it mean if you believe in free speech, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, does that mean that, and you think that, you know, they're unquestionable, they're God-given rights, if you're Christian, if you believe in the Second Amendment, yeah, just all the Bill of Rights, does that make you a white supremacist?
Yes.
Because of course the caseload is exploding because you've opened it up to that. Mm-hmm. There's probably more goth biker furries than there are white supremacists in this freaking country, for crying out loud.
But you're making
would know.
Yeah, you would know.
Biker, yes.
But right, that's furry. What I meant. You're in the biker world. I didn't know of any, but I'll take your word for that.
No, but what you're saying is so true. They open it up to be so vague and nondescript, you know, for a reason. Remember, it's not about being white. This is the same group that...
I'm a white supremacist.
This is the same group that flipped on Larry Elder and calling him a black white supremacist. So they love to go with skin pigment, but it's not. It's actually those who are for the Constitution, those who are for the Bill of Rights, those who are Christian, those who actually just are pro-America. So you actually, let's call a spade, you're looking at the FBI investigating people that are pro-America.
Yes.
Pro the flag, pro the national anthem, right? Pro sanity.
Patriotism.
So now we're
going to
investigate. So we're going to investigate those who love this country. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, we open a gate to all the others who hate the country, who come here to steal, plunder, whatever they want to do, right? They're welcome. But the Americans, the true Americans, those are the bad ones. Those are the ones we should investigate.
And what else is the Fed, what else are the Feds doing? Well, the Feds are actually buying Chinese drones despite a military warning that they pose a threat to national security. So the FBI bought 19 drones.
Do you know how the FBI, and Jason, I know you know this, but do you know how the FBI manages our power grid? Chinese drones.
That's great.
Chinese drones.
This is all great.
Fly our power grid every single day. Where's the intel going? You know? Why would you use a Chinese drone to fly our power grids? Our infrastructure.
Well, boy, it's a good thing Joe Biden doesn't have any family members who have strong ties to China, isn't it?
No economic ties there whatsoever. I didn't hear about the power grid thing. Yep. That's interesting. I'll have to look into that. I do know, like, these are DJI drones, so if anyone has used them, you have to download an app for it to be able to work. So you're talking about some FBI agent or Secret Service agent downloading a Chinese app to their phone, which could potentially give it access to everything.
Compromises everything.
There could be one other explanation for this, and I'm just, because that used to be my world. So in counterintelligence in the military, sometimes we would use unencrypted radios in other parts of the, other unimportant areas that we weren't in, mm-hmm. just to see what the enemy's reaction would be. Now, I don't know if I'm...
Do you see
maybe
this
I'm giving
woke...
Them, maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
Maybe. FBI going that route.
Yeah, I could be giving them too much credit. But my hope would be that there are sane people that are saying
that's the case.
I don't know. Again,
my hope would be
optimistic.
That too, but that's giving them a whole...
Because what else? What other explanation? They can't be that... Yeah, they could.
I mean, you just answered your own question.
Shut up, Sarah.
All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Built Bar. So I had to be really careful today because I now have, I am stocked with my cookie dough chunk Built Bars, and I felt like I shouldn't eat 5 of them. I don't know. I mean, they're really healthy.
You should
really share,
Sarah. You should share.
I will. I just got them.
Around the table.
I didn't bring them here right now.
No, just after
but I
the
will.
Show.
And I ate them and I have a full head of hair now. It's amazing.
But these are, I mean, they're delicious. They taste like you're eating a candy bar, but it is a healthy protein bar. It's low in calories, high in protein. And you're going to think you're cheating on your diet. Cookie dough chunk. I don't even know. It might already be sold out. You need to go and check, is my point, because it is one of the best Built Bar flavors ever, ever in existence. They've also got coconut, cookies and cream, a bunch of different ones. So you got to go to the website, pick your flavors. You can also get a mix box where they give you a little bit of a mix of all the flavors, and then you can figure out which one is your favorite. You got to go to built.com. Use promo code news15. You'll save 15% only at built.com. Before I give you this next topic, I would like to say, Yaku, I picked this specifically for you.
So I got a lot to say.
I want to listen to Jason. I want to listen to your expertise as well. But I picked the first topic for you. I picked this one for you, Yaku.
We can share the time.
Because it it includes two men who I know you are not quite fond of, Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. So right. Microsoft founder, of course, Bill Gates, and then some. I love that this article says Microsoft founder. Like, I'd like to get into all of the other things that he does and categorize him as that. But he was grilled during an interview with PBS News on Tuesday about his past ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Judy Woodruff pressed him on the numerous meetings he had with Epstein after Epstein had already pleaded guilty to soliciting a minor. Now, this is a really, really weird exchange, what Bill Gates said. So I'd like to play the clip, and then I would like to ask you, Yaku, if you can decipher exactly what he means by what he's saying here. He said he's dead, so you got to be careful. Listen.
You know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so... you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. You know, that's what I get up every day and focus on.
It's so uncomfortable.
I mean, I feel like the opposite would be true. Once someone was dead, I don't think they're going to take offense to anything that you say about them.
No,
why do you got to be careful?
Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. Why would you have to be careful?
I can unpack that for an hour.
Please. Oh,
An hour. No, but I could. Very loaded answer, okay?
Yeah.
A couple things going on. Number one, when he says, well, he's dead, that's how Hollywood operates. You got the bad guy. Get off the case already.
Mm.
Epstein's gone. No pedophiles left. Maxwell's not dead. You also traveled with her and all the others. You were on the island. You saw everything. You and all the parties. You kept meeting with him after you knew he had literally sex with minors. You knew that, right? So Maxwell's not dead, and she's going to talk. So he's dead is like, he's dead, drop it, number one, is what he's trying to say. You got to be careful you got to be careful not to say anything, although he's dead because he was killed. Okay? Mm. That's what that means.
It's like, I don't want to get Hillary Clinton.
He's
okay?
dead, so you got to be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful not to talk about this much because I know much. My name is Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, and then you got Bill Gates. I know much. So one, he's dead. Drop it. Okay, so the issue is dead. Pedophilia is dead. No, not so much. Be careful because if you speak, they may come for you. He knows that. He knows who the boogeyman is. He knows what they know, where they are. They're scared to death of Maxwell talking. That's what he's saying. He was so nervous that I would like to throw a polygraph on him right there. Okay?
Well,
that thing was going nuts. Okay? That's what you're seeing. Why? Because he was there. Him and every other name on the manifest. They know. And this is how they talk to one another. Don't say a thing. Jeffrey's dead. We dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But Maxwell's alive. Yeah, but she's in our custody.
Right.
She's in our custody. We're controlling her. We're controlling the narrative. She's in New York. She's not going to speak. It's never going to come out. So we shouldn't speak. So you got to be careful. Right? He says you got to be careful because he means it. Because he knows they'll come for him.
What was the name of that famous madam? Was it in the early 90s? Heidi something?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? I remember the big question was, when is Heidi's black book going to come out? When is she going to decide to release that so you can see all the names? Because apparently a lot of celebrities and government people were in that book.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, I think, I'm just wondering if that still exists for, in this case as well.
Yeah.
I mean, who, with all the people that we just know, we've got monarchy, we've got presidents of the United States. We've got ridiculously rich billionaires CEO, you know, of tech companies. Mm-hmm. They're all in that circle. Who else is on this?
A slew of Hollywood. I mean, the list is so long, and they are literally doing what he's saying. Don't talk about it. They're hoping it'll drift. And this is why I said the second Maxwell got arrested, and they pushed that court case 12 months out, mm-hmm. knowing what they were going to do in the election, and I won't say because I want us on YouTube for a minute, okay? All right? Why'd they push the court case out? All the evidence has been there since 2007. Nothing's new to us in the fight. Nothing's new. All these allegations, 2007, they had caught red-handed. You know what Maxwell did, what her father did. No, just push it out. The Americans will forget because the pedophile's gone. It's the same thing they did with Harvey Weinstein. We found him. We found the one guy in Hollywood.
Whew. We did it. We solved the Me Too crisis.
It's solved. And then he goes, but you got to be careful. Right. Why? Why are you so careful?
Yeah.
Speak freely. He's dead. Speak. I mean, he can't speak.
His answer is very interesting. And, you know, I've said it on many of an interrogation. And so you think about Bill Gates. He's been in the public eye his entire life. High-end public, attention. He's been coached by people, his PR people, and his lawyers. When they ask you about Epstein, mm-hmm. you say this. Right. And you say it like this. And he could not do that.
No.
He was so uncomfortable slipping over his words. I'm telling you, he had a paragraph memorized in his head. He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do it. That's how much this unnerves him.
But that's the moment where a great reporter would press.
Well, and that's what you
That's where you press and you go to Maxwell and you make the guy sweat bullets. And then you press the children missing under the Gates Foundation in Haiti because it's tied right now. We're talking Haiti. Why not? Let's go there.
Right.
Let's go there. This is where I want to press a guy like this until he crumbles, right? And then I want to press him on all the other things he's involved
with. Well, remember, it was the media that suppressed this story from the get-go.
Absolutely.
Because their bosses know that they're going to get a call from some very influential person about, hey, no, don't go Epstein. Don't go there. And if my name pops up, don't say anything. Like, they're all in on it. I mean, we'll get that little black book one day.
Do you think?
I mean,
you guys are really optimistic.
No,
this
but there's
show.
No. I've said before, Maxwell's going to walk.
You think so?
Yeah, Maxwell's going to walk. If Biden sits where he's sitting, Maxwell, you won't know. It won't be a public announcement. She's free. It'll just drift.
A quiet release.
And you'll think she's in prison, and she'll sit in France, you know, and she'll sip on some wine and whatever, or she'll be back in Israel. She's not. We're not going to see the justice. But there's not one black book. The good thing here is how many people over three decades have interacted with Epstein. So we just need one individual to start pulling the thread of the sweater, right? And unravel it.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Yeah, I think so.
Fascinating. All right, do us a favor. Go to wherever you get your audio podcasts. Especially those of you who are already listening through audio, you're already there. All you have to do is click on the little icon, the orange thumbnail with all these lovely people on it. And I'm like looking at them like, hey guys, you guys look like my guardian angels. You know that, Jason?
Your hand is like slapping me in the face there.
Well,
too.
You know, you deserved it, is all I'm gonna say. You gotta go subscribe, rate, and review. Give us 5 stars, we deserve no less. And if you give us a nice review, you may see it read live on air, like the one today from, this is just a bunch of letters. I don't know what this, JST, NRBK, who said, a must listen for all Americans, no matter what side you reside or if you're in the middle. You are doing yourself a disservice if you do not at least give this podcast a chance. It will open your mind, give you coverage of stories the mainstream media will sweep aside. I thought that just said, It will give you coverage of stories that will sweep aside. Fantastic job showing the bias of the mainstream media. Thank you so much, person whose handle I cannot pronounce. Thank you for the review. Those of you who have not gotten your reviews in, make them creative, make them cute. You may see them live on air like the one today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.